This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. A former Minneapolis, Minnesota city police officer involved in the death of a black man has been charged with third-degree murder and manslaughter. Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman announced the charges against former officer Derek Chauvin on Friday afternoon.
I'm here to announce that former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is in custody. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been charged by the Hennepin County Attorney's Office with murder and with manslaughter.
The charges come after Chauvin held an unarmed African-American man, 46-year-old George Floyd, against the pavement with the officer's knee on his neck. Floyd went unconscious and later died after the incident. Floyd's death has led to two nights of violent protests, including the burning of a police station in Minneapolis Thursday night. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz called on Friday for an end to the violent protests and said he expected swift justice for the officers involved. The World Health Organization and other countries, led by Costa Rica on Friday, launched a global initiative allowing for the sharing of data and scientific knowledge in the fight against COVID-19. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is the WHO's director.
Today, we're joining 37 countries and numerous partners to launch the COVID-19 Technology Access Pool, or CTAP.
Costa Rica's President Carlos Alvarado outlined a worldwide technology repository for vaccines, medicines, and diagnostics. It seeks to boost solidarity and urges more countries to join the COVID-19 Technology Access Pool. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This